Kof Vov Elul, Sunday the 1st of September, Rabbi Eliezer Rottenberg in Yonah Teshuvah. This week's Shiurim have been sponsored by family N. Wittenberg, A. Wittenberg, Lilu Nishmas Habocha, Aryeh Alexander Ullman Zecher Levocha.
Koyim Kol, I got Maslicha. The worship should help the Twillers, we don't, we started already. Yemei Maslicha should neskabel barachim in Vorotze. My English is not perfect, but ich mein, Rosh Hashanah b'davon, slicha, z'mod Hashem l'keinus l'vobcho, v'slivav z'alecho, so it's a bit of a language of the heart. The language of the heart goes, penetrates much stronger. Yole d'yoyme, yole tshuve, dav tshuve tung seide, we always have to do tshuve. But now we have, especially the mitzvah tshuve, the mitzvah d'yoyme, the Rambam, mitzvah tshuve, dirish Hashem b'motzoi, those days, even from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim, but we did take that achievement in the limits of tshuva. Al Chazal, when a sader, slichas day. And state in Chazal, Shibura brings it down. We always have to have 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. We start always on the Motzei Shabbos in order not to mix up the date. We always start on Motzei Shabbos. Sometimes it comes more days. But at least 4 days. Why? Because by all other korbanos it says, v'ikrafta moilo, should sacrifice a korban oyla, and by Rosh Hashanah it says ba'asisem oyla. You should do an oyla. So the Chazal say ba'asisem doesn't only talk about the actual behemah, but every person individual should make himself for a korban oyla. And by a korban, a person that bought a korban had to check it 4 days from the mum in order to be a shlemis to bring to the Beis Hamikdash. So we our korbanos, ourselves, we're going to give you a korban nafshi ayichido. Therefore, we have to check our mumim, which everybody has. There's no degree in tshuva. Ad Hashem elekecho, we're never ready. Ad Hashem, who can say he has reached? So we're given the 4 days of preparing ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam writes, the proper tshuva, when is it called tshuva? At sheyoyed olav yodea talumois, Hashem which knows all the hidden things, shloyoshiv likis loyoyed. He will not go back to his averas which he has done before. This is the din of tshuva. Rambam is aloche. Same aloche like Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Pesach, is done aloche. Tshuva is only called at sheyoyed olav yodea talumois, the Rabbi Hashem can witness and he is not doing the aveira again. According to the Rambam, let's say we do tshuva now. We don't sin a year, 2 years. But perhaps we're only human. We're human. So perhaps, chas v'sholem, we do the aveira again, 3 years' time, 5 years' time, whenever. So can we say that the tshuva we did not till now is not called a tshuva? According to the Rambam, it's nishka tshuva. Only before we go away, the last minute, before we go away, we leave this world, then the mefreya, we could say we did tshuva or not. Otherwise, maybe we sin again. So the very famous Chiddush Ha'arim, and he says, the Rambam is talking midoraisa. We will speak midorabbanan. He says tazoi. Midoraisa, min ha'Torah, let's speak about a ganav. A gemara in Baba Kama nagoyz leitzim. If somebody steals wood, he makes out of it a cupboard, a table, whatever. If he changes the stage of the wood, that means, in other words, he can't put it back in the same position like when he stole it, then it belongs to him. It says, Shini achoizer, shini she'ein achoizer lebriyosai. A change which cannot put it back to the same stage when he gambled it. But if it is a shinu achoizer lebriyosai, the moshul, if he gambles a beam of wood, and he puts it into his house, and he builds a whole house, and a loft, and a flat, whatever, a ceiling, and you can take it out, dismantle the whole house and give it back. It's not yours. You got to give it back. So, min ha'Torah, tshuva, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, tshuva, one of the things of tshuva is shini ma'aseh. One has to change. Now, min ha'Torah, the Rambam paskes, according to the Torah, tshuva will only be called, she'ein rechoyze lebriyosei. It doesn't go back to the first stage. So therefore the Rambam says, the tshuva is only called, Hashem can witness that he won't do the Aveira again. Then it's called, it is Tzad Tshuva. Shinu Masi, he changed. Beir Chas Yisholim, he goes, does it back again. It's Nishka Tshuva. But the Chazal said, because Takonas Hashovim, this is Takonas Hashovim, well, it says, somebody got with a piece of beam of wood and he built it into his house and he wanted to give it back because it's not his according to the Torah. So his wife said, you never do tshuva. If you're going to do tshuva, your garden is not yours. Your house is not yours. You got to cement everything. She didn't want to do tshuva. So the Chazal said, Shem takolas hashovim, and all that everybody should be able to do tshuva. So therefore, even if you took the beam of wood and you put it into your house, it's yours and you just have to give back money. You don't have to give back the actual thing you stole. So we see, according to Chazal, even a change, a shinui, a choyze lebriyosoi, which when can bring back to the first position, is also called a shinui, is called a change. So the Chidushirim says the same thing, takonas hashovim, in order we should be able to do tshuva, otherwise we'd say, what am I going to do tshuva? We're only human, I know myself. Last year I promised I'm going to do the aveira again, I did it again. So what's the use of doing tshuva? Chazal says, shin takonas hashovim, to make it more lenient, even if he will do it again, of course the person has to be mekabel on himself, he won't do it again. But even Chas v'Sholem he does, it's still called a tshuva, and Rabbi Shem accepts the tshuva, and the Rambam goes on in Apiato. But we are Chiyin, we only eat glatt flesh, and we eat with our Gita Hechsher, and we look for Gita Esrig. Everything should be 100% perfect. We don't want to do Takonas HaShovim. We want once and for all to do a tshuva deraisa. This is the Takonas HaShovim. This is the Motish Kabrera. So Chazal gave us a help. We are Yidni Reim and Shleimim. We learn the Gemara. You want to know the Klor Pshat and the Mashur. And all the mitzvahs we do as Sukkah according to Torah. Yeah, it's a kosher Rabbi Nis. The kosher is Sukkah. But the Katchil Rabbi. But the Raisa Nisht. No, I want a kosher Lulav. I want a kosher Sukkah. The Rebbe Tamar Zog, the Pnei Menachem. Tshuva is called tshuva. There's tshuva shleima. The few things called shleima. Refuah shleima. Gula and gula shleima. Tshuva and tshuva shleima. What does it mean? Gula means you might be redeemed from this thing, but it's not shleima. You still got a problem. Now you've taken out of your problem. We're asking for gula shleima. We're not in gula now, in Mitzrayim. Baruch Hashem, we're living in a country. Malchus shel Chesed. But it's not gula shleima. We're asking for the gula. Refuah, first aid is called also refuah. You manage. We want the refuah shleima. Tshuva, if we do the tshuva, what the tekonas hashovim, it might be a tshuva, but it's not a tshuva shleima. Tshuva shleima is pshat that Hashem can witness, and yodea taluma is, if we accept in ourselves, Rabbeinu Shlomo, we don't want to go back, He will help us. Of course He will help us. The reason why we do go back, it's mistomer because the tshuva we didn't do but tshuva shleima. Rebbe Tamar Zog to play Menachem. I remember he said once for the Tirsh Frat Tzinat, said the Mamish, it was one of his very chosh vevet, he says, Achot Yishi Ematze, you're not Yoitze. Achot Yishi Lulev, you're not Yoitze. Esrig, whatever. Achot Yishi Tshuva, Zoch Nishka Tshuva. Tshuva Davzan, Tshuva Shleima, Sad Rabbona Dike Tshuva. Mugiat Avot. Oshamnu bogadnu goes according to the Aleph base. Correct? Oshamnu bogadnu, gozalnu, dibarnu, everything according to the Aleph base. Vov is vehir shanu. Vehir shanu. What's vehir shanu? And we sinned. First of all, we say resh, roshanu. So what's vehir shanu? Maybe he didn't have something to say to Vov, so he said vehir shanu. You could say many things. Why vehir shanu? The answer is it's the shoyrish of the chet. We say to Hashem, we sinned, bogadnu, gozalnu, dibanu, and vershanu, we sinned again. We did already tshuva. We promised you that we're going to be good. And nebech vershanu, this is the chet take. Therefore we make toshamnu, vershanu, nochemol gazindikt. I want to go back to the inyan, was from Kabbalah, was from Frigret, vasisam oyla, a person has to make himself a korban oyla. A person has to check himself. What is exactly tefillah? How does it work? And I'll tell you about what some Angipan on Shabbos. I think maybe it's right. You can tell me, you can judge. What is tefillah? The Sam is bringing Gepash's Masay, The din is, if somebody killed somebody b'shoigik, he's got to go to Ore Miklot. And the Torah says, v'yoshav shom, he has to stay there, admois ha-kohen ha-godoil, ha-shemosh ha-choisoi b'shem el ha-mishchot. He's got to stay there until the Kohen Godel dies. Why? What's up with the Kohen Godel? The answer is, Chazal say the Kohen Godel should have davened. A thing like this shouldn't have happened in his times. Now what would be the din? If Reuven killed somebody on Sunday, and Yaakov was the Kohen Godel, and until he went to the Ore Miklot, Humad Ladin, he went to the Bezin, he had to sort it out, Yoshek, Miz, and whatever, and the Kohen Godel died. And another Kohen Godel was appointed. And Ben Nigma Dinoi, when they finished the Dar Gzadin of this person, he has to go to the Ore Miklot, and Ben Yitzchok is the Kohen Godel. The din is, he has to stay in the Ore Miklot until this second Kohen Godel. So the Gemara asks, what is he to blame? But maybe the first one, he should have done a thing like this, shouldn't occur in his time. But the second one? So the Gemara answers a very interesting teretz. He should have done that the Dayonim should have seen the schus, he should go out the schus. This Gemara's answer, Malkus. So the Chidushirim asked, Verstehnish, what's going on here? He's killed. He killed a person. If he is killed, he's killed to Tzigein and Orem Miklot, he has to go. He didn't get dumb. He should go out the schus. What's bribes? Says dumb. He darf again in Orem Miklot. And dumb should go out the schus. Zok the Sosemis. Behere lonu boze. The Chedusherim showed us at the Yosef in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. And the Bes Yosef says, Siman Tuf Kiv Pei Beis, in the name of Rabbeinu Monoyach. Very, very gewaltige Wort. The same says it again, Vos Chanon, I will quote it, Mirat Hashem, Vos Tepshat. Rabbeinu Monoyach says, the same is like Tzino HaShtikile. We say Rosh Hashanah, Betzadkenu Ba'mishpot, HaMelech HaMishpot. What's the title of Betzadkenu Ba'mishpot? Make us right, Ba'mishpot, the King HaMishpot. We make us right, Ba'mishpot. Can save it, Tzadkenu, give me a chanina, give me a look away, Ba'mishpot. If it's Mishpot, if you're right, you're right. If you're not yet, you're not right. Just touch with Tzadkenu, Ba'mishpot. Zukte b'selsev in name for Rabbeinu Manoyach. Why do you say Rosh Hashanah, HaMelech, the 10 days, HaMelech HaMishpot? Why not HaMelech HaShoifet? He's a judge. HaShoifet kol oretz le'yas HaMishpot. Chalilu l'chom, Zukte Rosh Hashanah b'slichas. Says HaMelech HaMishpot. The answer is as follows. A judge, a Melech Bos of Adom, a judge, a Bos of Adom, there's a jury, and the jury says, guilty. Fine, guilty. Now what is his job to do? He has to give the sentence. Can he make his own sentences? No. So the Sefer HaMishpotim, where all the laws are, for this, Avere, you get this sentence, for this, is there, whatever. And then he sums it all up, and he gives the sentence. So he is not Mishpot, he is a Shoifet. He judges from the Sefer HaMishpotim. Says, do a Sefer HaMishpotim, and he takes out the laws, and he has got the authority to say whatever as a Shoifet. If he looks away because he gets Shoichat bribes, or because he has Rachmonis, or because the person is crying to him, he's his neighbor, he knows him, he might get through, but there's Nishka Mishpot anymore. It's not his. It's like a bus driver. It's not your bus. You're the driver of the bus. You're the shofet of Mishpot. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, when we daven to him, Sam's bringing to Vashan and Klur, what is Tfilah? We daven to Hashem, what is Tfilah? You think it's a mistake, the computers were down, Hashem didn't give you ponos or shiduchim or health or whatever, because he forgot about you? What are you going to daven for him? Rafa'inu Hashem and Rafa'inu, please, please. Why please? Most probably you've done something. Therefore you're lacking it. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam Atavei Shelt. If we daven for him, with all our heart, we plead, the emes mitoich halev, and then he changes his ways and he gives you good, because he davened, it doesn't mean that he went away from Mishpot. This is Mishpot, because he doesn't have to look in the book of Mishpotim in order to judge. Whatever he says, thus is Mishpot. Well, how does it work? This is Koil Yochel. Sadova Pele. Like we don't understand how he created the world. Like we don't understand millions of things, what happens. Yes, Niagara Falls. Ah, a Pele Ploim. Koil Yochoil. Koil Yochoil is the pshat when we daven for him. And it changes because we davened. Therefore, it changes his gzeira, what he wanted to do. It's not bribes. It's not the tears which did it. Of course, the tears. But all because he saw the tears. Dos vet mishvot. Dos is a dovo niflo. This is a pele. This is a wonder which we cannot understand. Otherwise, people say, yeah, the Rebbeinu Shloim, he can cry for him. If you give tzedakah, tassel, memoves, there's ways in and out. There is no ways in and out. Because if you don't do it sincerely, you can't achieve. Zuk the Sasemes. The same answers with the Ritzeach. If he would daven, the Kohen Gadol, the second one, that he should go out the schools, even though he killed, but be given shelekim nitzor badas keil ka mishpot leilokimi, so I begay to rois the schools, dos is mishpot. I killed, verstehnisch, Kohen Yochen. I thought, maybe Kenza and Dostum Shat Mesein Sliches said last night, the ones who said it this morning. Please Hashem, look to our pain. Don't look at our sin. What mean don't look at our sin? You sinned. It's the Sefer HaMishpotim. The Sefer HaMishpotim, if you sin, this is the outcome, this is the sentence. It says, don't look. All the 10 days of Shuni Kippur, Mekor, Sevier, Makene, Bechei, Bechein, Timche, Fashein. What do you mean, rub out? How can I delete it? Tzadek Tzoyakecho, Mafli Plois. What's Mafli Plois? How does it come in the Slichas of Mafli Plois? Wonders. Tzadek, make them right. Tzoyakecho, the ones who cry to you, the ones who shout to you. Say, if I'll shout to you, you won't look like a toys. How's that? Mafli Plois, that's one of your wonders. This is a pele. This is a koin yochai. We don't understand how it works. You think like we cry to a human being, we beg him, and please put down the rent, give me cheaper, give me this. Oh, he's such a good man, he let me down. The Bershom doesn't work this way. I know when you speak to the person, you also really mean it, but you don't mean him, you mean yourself. Oy ma mensh davn koy va shem le chol koyrab le choy la shikro ve emes. Maybe I said it once, I don't remember. It's got a kleine mass, a little story. It's been in Lublin with somebody called Rabbi Zril Horowitz, the eyes in the cop. He once came to a rabbi, was called Rabbi Rabunim in Peshishe. Rabbi Rabin, a very famous rabbi. And he said to him, there's a Zohar Chodosh, and the Zohar Chodosh says, on this pasuk, Korav Hashem l'chol koyrov, Hashem is close, near to all who call him, l'choy la'shikru ve'emes, the ones who call him truthfully. So the Zohar Chodosh says one sentence. Choser vov, there's lacking a vov, missing a vov in this pasuk, begin because, the havechad, it's one. It's lacking a vov because it's one. So Rabin said to him, you say first, and then I'll say what I have to say. So he said, Koiro, between the Kuf and the Reish, Apidiktuk, there should be really a Vov there. So there's lacking a Vov, and a Vov is a Oysa Emes, and he was like, got to give all the Yashaf a copy, he went gag al gag in Kabole, and he finished. And he said to Rabbi Rabinem, please, you tell me what you have to say. And he gave him a gewaldig answer, and after we know the answer, we look at ourselves, why didn't we notice this answer? If you check, all Ashrei, from the beginning till the end, every single posuk, there's a vov achibu, a vov which adds on. Anyone, pick any posuk. B'chol yoyim avorcheko, va'ahalalo. And I will praise. Godel Hashem emul ol meoid, velik delosay. Chame v'rachem Hashem erich apayim, ugdo. Toi v'shem erakoyim, this and this, this and that. And you say, Korav Hashem l'chol koyrov. Is there a vov there? Korav Hashem l'chol koyrov. It does not say, u'lechoyl ashekro'u b'emes. It says, l'koyl. Chos avov, there's lacking a vov there. You know why? Begin to have a chal. It's one thing. There is no koyrov. En koyrov b'emes. If you're not koyrov b'emes, you're not a koyrov. And one human being can say to the other, I like you, how are you, and the check is in the post, I was going to come. Ich weiß, maybe yes, maybe not. The Rabbi Yishoyim is a boy chen of always. Korov Hashem l'chol koyrov. Hashem is close to all who call him. Now the translation, not an addition. You know what's touch koyrov? L'choy l'ashe yikru'u ve'emes. Only those who call him truthfully. they are koilo. We don't know. We have no idea what's going on from the outside. On the outside, but people, maybe he's got a big talis and a big shtend, the chas v'shunem. I'm not undermining anything. And he's davening. Who knows? It's a broken in the heart. The same is zukta mirdi gepshat geatu shemei atfilas kol peh. Hashem listens kol peh. What does it mean kol peh? What says kol peh? Hashem listens to every mouth. Of course he listens to every mouth. Nishmas kol chai. We all praise Hashem. Peh doesn't always mean just the mouth. Peh means the opening. The more Shabbos in the mapes mose ibn machna peh to take in the lecher to take out the yavi. Pioetz piaber the mishnah loves. Sometimes people can't shout out physically. But Hashem is Hashemeya Tfilas Kol Peh. Inside of your heart is open to Him. He is the one who knows. That's Slonim Avot. Simon Oidosi Benoidecho. Dov the Melech says in Tehillim, put my tear in your, Vizuk Benoidecho in a container. What says Demosi? What's Demosi? Demoisai. What's Demosi? Pardon? Yeah, but why Demosi? Demosi is one. Demoisai. Aslan Mavot, you have to say it in Yiddish. Medafasach vainin asol kimena erlechetre. You have to cry a lot that one tear should come. The first tears are emotionally, the first, second tears is because of others, the third is my problems. Aber das alts nicht vader boine shalom. Dim osi benoidecho, this one. You know what I want. The same is break to Rosh Hashanah, we say by davening. Hinech eina avodim eliad v'dineyem, keine shivcho eliad givirto, keine neinu el Hashem elekeinu ad, shirchaneinu. The same is a stupor, she won't say just two verter. Keine avodim, like servants eliad v'dineyem, to the masters, ke shivcho, keine shivcho, what's called the shivcho, maiden, maid servant eliad givirto, keine neinu el Hashem elekeinu. Why Ba'avodim says Yad Adinayim, Shivcho Yad Givirto? Why don't say Kenaneinu al Yad Hashem Elokeinu? I know David the Melech is comparing, but the same thing is not the same. Just in order we should understand. The Eved, if you could get out of the job, you got somebody else to do it, don't stand here, he might ask you for the job. Get out of here. Don't come too early. He's only interested in Yad Adinayim. What do we get? Shivcho is only interested Yad Givirto. What do we get for our work? If we get something better, somewhere better, you go there. If you can get out of it, you won't do it. The answer is Adonai, Hashem Elokeinu. We are stuck to Hashem. Some is bringing this with Dr. Shuna. Eneinu luchus luyois. We are stuck to you, dveikis. Not worried, the same as the Zohar Kodesh, that those who cry, Rosh Hashanah, give me this, give me this, it's like clothing, like dogs, which say, hav, hav, give us. Same says, who gave us this Nusach? Chazal and Masakin Gevein. All the Nusach, Rosh Hashanah, they gave us. Zechenu L'chaim, B'Sefer Chaim, Broch, V'Sholem, Panos, Toiva. Yes, and all they gave us. But it's not Nish Tosi Deike. Tosi Zem Tzoi. He mentioned before, just came and he said about Simonim Rosh Hashanah, the very first piece of Semes Rosh Hashanah. We eat Simonim, Remes, only Ramazim, to show what we can learn out from Olam Hazeh. Of Nishto Sedeke. Shari Gemores Loin Inalu, come to vote to Kotzki Rebbe. The gates of tears are not closed. So why is the gates? Those do Shorim. She said for crocodile tears. Genat the Tren. You can't fool him. The Voichen, the Bova is for Yom Din. The Boin Shom goes deep, deep, deep into the heart. Eves for Stetzach. Now, some people think, no, we're speaking about such Madrigas of Tshuva, but I don't know if I will reach there. I'm not actually asking you to reach. You just have to do. Arutzen. The same as bring to Pashas Noyach. We say it every day in Slichas. Ato Moishel Begeyus Hayom. B'soy galov atos eshabchem. Ato moishel begeis yom means like the tide, the waves. Not the waves. Ato moishel begeil. So when geilut v'shefel, when the river goes in and out. Yes, Rabban. Pardon? The tide. B'soy galov in the height, the peak of the waves. Atos eshabchem. Because the Gemara says every wave which comes wants to swallow the whole world. And after the Shabchim, the Eibishter puts it down. He keeps it down. He slows them down. The same as Masbid the Zoya Kurdish. It gets first time in the Zoya, but gets first time. What is the reason why the waves go so high? Why do they want to swallow the world? Why do they go such high? We don't see it, but in the Mediterranean, in the big seas, in the oceans, they go really high. I don't know how many feet. The reason is, because when the Rebbeinu Shel Peshach in the world, it was full of water, and he said, the himmel, the sky, the heaven should part between, so there's upper water and there's lower water. The lower waters are crying. And now we have in the cave of the Malka. We won't be close to Hashem. Why are we down here? They're up there the whole time. So the Bereshit says, I'll give you two things. I'll give you Nisuch HaMayim and Rosh Hashanah, plus the salt, which we use for water, which we use for all korbanos. Fine, Zegit. But they don't accept it. The Shemayim, the Mayim HaRioinim are there continuously. Sukkos, we have Nisuch HaMayim. Salt, to bring it a korban. Now it's just a korbanos b'chlal. So they don't agree, they didn't want to accept it. So the whole time they're going up and higher and higher. Maybe this time we'll reach to come higher to like the Mayim Elyonim. But you've been doing it for so many years, thousands of years. And you don't reach, why don't you slow down? Kol gal v'gal, maybe now I'll reach. So b'soy galov ato seshavchem, the Bein Shalim is meshabeach. The Bein Shalim praises this rutzen of the Mayim. Even though they don't achieve the rutzen for a mensch, therefore we say it maybe in the slichas every day. Mevil zangit, we're all taking upon ourselves. Mevil zangit, idei zach is moyedik chushab on the Bein Shalim. Just finish with one mega dank. Looked now every day, kvat, in the slichas day, the tzarsas machive, we finish with akede. Befragt, man sagt, er möchte noch gesagt, es ist bezede gnekad, wenn ich schaue, tumur oi eil, okay, das wird zurück, lezare haim, berach im Tiskoi, every day, Akeide, we learn about Akeide, not for the Akeide, we go nish, we, was schuss me, we got, Akeide ist jetzt zurück. Why is it called Akeide ist jetzt zurück? What's Akeide ist jetzt zurück? I'm not talking, why not, the Avrom had the test. But what does Akeide mean? Akeide means bounding together, tying up. That's the big thing. Bounding up. The big thing is, was the Gedem of the Master. He wanted to shecht himself for Hashem, tying up. Other people tied themselves up for farming, for climbing mountains. What was Akedah's Yitzchok? The Akedah, du sie die gewaltige Sache? It's called always Hashem, the Akedah. The Amuridike Wort. The Rambam, the Malbim says, the Medo says in Tehillim, Ashir ol Hashem b'chayoy, azamru lelekai, b'oidi. What is b'chayoy, or what is b'oidi? Ashir ol Hashem b'chaya means my life. Get up every morning, I daven, I eat with a hefsher, take my children to school, I mach business, erlich, daily. Hashem, you give me, I give you, fine, I'm erlich eat. But it's every day the same. I say lach, I say kach, I say kach, I say kach. The Baruch Hashem likes it, but he's got more. Azamu lelekai zok demal bim bo'oidi. Oidi means when you do a special effort. You put more. When a person's got a business, he always likes to build it up. It's good. It's running. B'Hashem skipped the angel. No. He seeks always kinds of ideas. Maybe this time we'll build up the business stronger. And avoidus Hashem zok to ashir al Hashem v'chayoi. Azamu lelekai will sing to Hashem bo'oidi. Medem noch abisle, noch abisle slahavis, noch effort in Torah, noch effort in Tefillah. But Avraham Avinu took Yitzchok and he put him on the Akedah and he bound them up. Yes? Why did he bind them up? Because Avraham Avinu, the Yitzchok shouldn't move and we should make the Akedah. Just in case the knife won't go good on his throat. Chas v'shem, he's kashchit, like any. The instinct of a human being is, when you take the knife, so you go like this. Even though he was ready to go on the Akedah, as the chalz, a human being, you go like this. Now, Avraham Avinu should have tried again. Yitzchak should have, like this. I'm ready, Tatova. So Yitzchak said to Avraham, tie me up more and more and more. I shouldn't move my hands, my legs, my head. No, I wanted to go. So he did more than he had to. Avraham Avinu could have said to Hashem, Segeitnish. He wants to go back here. He wants to be shechted for you. Every time, Machtazoi, Buzolachtin. Yitzchak at Moirgat, Chas v'Shulem, maybe said, Nish Oskifit Ven, the Mitzvah Hashem, she is made by Oidi, at the Tzigelai, bin Mechkitzi, time here properly, at the roots of Hashem, zon is kind Ven. Therefore, it's called Akedas Yitzchak. I know, we're in all Elch Yidin, du Shiro Teure, me lernt, me dammt, me greizach zi. What is the Elel of the Rosh Hashanah about? Noch Abessele. Noch Boidi, noch effort, noch Filiminit, noch Zeminit, noch Chesed, noch Stuke, we all perfect, the Emes Heilig Yidin, Mik Amri Yisrael, I'm sure, from the Ali Emes Oilom, Kolbu Oilom, Yavrin, Gefon, Ob Kivnei Moe, the Schwachste Yid, is the best with the Shenste Goy, we all top, Yidin Zen, Mamish Gefil, Ob noch Abissle, noch Boidi, the Boin Shem Zah Helfen, this year, it's on the Gile Schleimer, but we get the Chivas is on the Chivas Schleimer, the Fies, the Sidon Yitz, the Bier, the Fuhr Schleimer, and the Kabbalah is on the Twilis, the Kshiv, the Udoim, the Koil, the Shavusom, the Atur, the Slicha, the Sibal, the Rachmi, the Ksiv, the Ksiv, the Toiv, and the Gittig, the Bench, the Yor.